Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Folks, let me open up this hour with this. If you're an anti-gun or kook, don't waste your time. These Armed American Radio doesn't belong to you.
So don't.
And we're going to weed you out because we don't want to hear from you. This is not the debate club. This is our time.
Or if you're going to call and waste the time, at least have a valid argument and be, you know, get yourself together.
Yeah, you know, be smart enough to slip past the screener, okay?
And you better wake up real early.
<'Cause> I love it.
Because yeah, I usually great. Don't go to bed until 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning anyway, so.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. We might have to play that that segment of Masoud Ayoub's Hour 2 last week again about the brandishing the beer mug in the bar. When Masoud said, when I made the comment that, can you brandish a beer mug in a bar? Doesn't everybody brandish a beer mug in a bar? I mean, that's what you do in a bar.
Yeah.
You're brandishing something,
yeah.
A bottle, a glass, a mug. You're brandishing something. I thought the phraseology was funny. But I loved when I said we should ban mugs in bars, and Masoud said, I think we should turn to safe mug technology. We need to turn to Dixie and Styrofoam.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe we could issue everybody Camelbacks.
Now, that was
fill it
funny
at the bar
right there.
And swing it over your head before you hit somebody with it. That gives fair warning. You have to go back and listen hour two. Maybe we'll play that. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. This is the roundtable. I've taken out my hairpin, Sean.
Oh, okay. I've kicked my feet up.
That was my hair falling down.
Oh, really? Now, you know what Michelle's doing right now. Michelle Obama's getting the popcorn
She's
ready.
Going. No. Let's get it right.
Okay.
They're back in Washington now.
Yes.
They're listening. You know, they came back early.
Oh, really?
So they could get back in time for Armed American Radio because we weren't airing where they were on vacation. Yet,
oh, well,
Barack.
There you go. So
I can hear that now. We've got to get home. Why do we have to get home so fast? Well, besides the fact it's free and we still can't believe we're actually living there and we get to fly on this jumbo jet to get there, which I think is kind of cool, Armed American Radio's on. And I don't want to miss it, and we're out of popcorn, and I'm not sending the staff. That's our time. I like to go get the little plastic thing of white cheddar cheese. So we know they're listening. We know somebody's listening. Right?
Absolutely. We know George Hill's listening.
Yeah, we know. George is blinking on the line. George, are you there?
I'm right here, and I'm thinking Obama. Barack is fetching the popcorn for Michelle.
Yeah. Not during Armed American Radio. We know that Barack is a huge fan.
I don't know. I think when Michelle says jump, Barack jumps.
I have that feeling myself.
Yeah, he tends to do that with a lot of socialists.
It's a beautiful night out here at Ogre Ranch, gentlemen.
What's the gore?
The gore, you know, I'm not sure. It's probably right about 73, 74, beautiful sunset.
Mm.
It's just a nice day right now.
Out in those gorgeous Utah mountains, that desert.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Sunsetting over the Uinta Mountains.
Oh, man.
The Uinta Basin out there with that beautiful, moderate gore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got a great annual gore there.
Yeah, overall, we're not too bad. But in the depth of winter, it can get kind of cold.
Hey, you got trade-offs. We have global cooling. Here's something interesting.
Yeah,
has anybody besides me noticed that you just don't hear anybody talk about global warming anymore?
No, it's global exchange now.
Well, it's not even climate change anymore. You just don't hear
change,
it anymore.
Yeah.
The you know, the topic du jour, topic of the day, has changed. The media has done it again. They've changed the topic and created more news. Their boy is in, I guess let's just say, masseuse jail right now. He has what Al Gore has become the Tiger of Masseuse.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's a couple, three of them coming out of the woodwork now, and you know he looks pretty stupid. Therefore, they look pretty stupid, and then of course we had ClimateGate and everything else, and they've just changed the topic. They've just moved on and created other news. George, are we still fighting in Iraq?
You know, I believe so. We've got soldiers over there.
I thought so. I don't recall hearing much about it on the news anymore.
No. I put on CNN for about an hour earlier this week, and I didn't hear a thing about over there in the sandbox where our nation's finest are.
You don't know. They don't get any credit from anybody in the news.
No credit at all.
Right.
Yeah. But what is in the news, though, is you know, everything that could possibly distract from any serious issues.
Well, there are some very serious issues. Lindsay Lohan, for one.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my heart goes out to her, and you know, having to finally take a little bit of personal responsibility. She might serve like 2 or 3 weeks of a jail sentence.
Yeah, she won't even do that. You know, there was a couple CNN anchors this week that are calling now for regulating bloggers. I mean, this is the mindset of the left: regulate.
Exactly.
And
control,
fortunately,
what you don't like.
Well, fortunately, America is fighting back. You know, they made a big, well, they didn't say they made a big mistake. I'm glad they did, because the sleeping giant is awake. We're watching you. We're paying very, very careful attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going back to sleep anytime soon. We're sleeping with toothpicks under our eyes. George, let's get some business out of the way first, Sean, right?
Yes.
Phone numbers and all that stuff. The emails were pouring in. I didn't want to interrupt the conversation with Dr. Steele. We did have a nutcase call or two come in. And, you know, sorry. You know, call somebody else. Call Cooper on CNN. The phone numbers, if you want to participate on the roundtable, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Send an email. We'll be more than happy to read it, maybe even one from a kook. And twitter.com/AARmark, twitter.com/AARmark. I can hear it now. Anybody that disagrees with him is a kook. That guy's an idiot.
Well, you know, this is all about fair time. The anti-gun crowd has all the fair time in the world on every other news station, every media outlet, every newspaper. This is our time.
I don't like being nice to people who aren't nice to me.
I like to smile at them and then, you know, have a plan on how to, you know.
Uh-oh. Our phones are lighting up like crazy, George.
Hey, let's get to some questions.
Well, not before we do that. Let's get to this. I want to get your opinion on this, because this is where the left wants to take us right now. And we'll tell you what this has to do with guns in a minute. U.S. credit card agreements unreadable to 4 out of 5 adults. Have you heard this story?
Yeah, about the credit card statements being indecipherable.
Not the statements, but the actual contract. It says, and I'm reading here off of creditcards.com. Credit card agreements are written on average at a 12th grade reading level, making them not understandable to 4 out of 5 adults. The average American adult, according to this, reads at 9th grade level, and readability experts recommend important information, such as credit card agreements. Important information. It's pretty generic term there. Such as credit card agreements, be written at that level. Only 1 in 5 adults reads above a 12th grade level.
Well, now, obviously we need to raise taxes to pay for more public education.
Well, this is disturbing for a number of reasons. Okay? They say that the toughest read of a credit card statement is GTE, Federal Credit Union's agreement, which required an 18.5, meaning a grade 18.5 reading level, the equivalence of someone who has spent more than 6 years in college. Now, if you've spent more than 6 years of college and you're not a cardiologist, you're either having too much fun or your mom and dad have too much money.
I think at that level, you probably have people to read the agreements for you.
Well, if you can't read, so, you know, I'm going to read it for you. How about that? Let's see, Because what this is, America, is they're telling you you're stupid and that we need the government to intervene and help you understand what you've gotten yourself into, because you can't do this for yourself. You can't do this for yourself. We need government help now. So let's go through the GE. Was it what I say it was? GTE, what is it? I put my glasses on. Boy, this is really small stuff here.
What is this, the credit card?
Yeah, the credit card one, they said, which was the most difficult to read. Oh, yeah, GTE Federal Credit Union. I'll read that when we come back from the break. At least a couple points. We'll see how stupid you are and whether or not you deserve to be carrying that piece of plastic. Armed American Radio, we'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com. iarsradio.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Isn't that beautiful? Armed American Radio Network. I want to get right to it because the time just flies by. We were talking about the credit card agreements being unreadable to 4 out of 5 adults. Then we'll move on. We've got some calls. But I took the liberty of taking what they claim to be the most difficult one that's unreadable, that most Americans are too stupid to digest. I want to read it to you. But before I do that, I'm going to take a call from Spencer because I'm going to put him on the spot on national radio. Spencer, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. Spencer, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing, man? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay, so you're right around my neck of the woods here. Have you got a second here? I want to give you a quick quiz.
Try me.
You speak English?
Yep.
There you go. Listen to this. Because they say that you're too stupid to read your credit card contract. So I want to read you what is considered to be the most difficult one, and you tell me if you can understand this, okay?
All right.
Number one, I hereby apply for a line of credit that I can use from time to time and which may be replenished by payment on amounts previously drawn. Do you get that?
Yep. You buy it, you got to pay it back.
Wow. Okay. Number
How
two.
How am I doing?
Number two. Using my credit card establishes my agreement with these terms and conditions.
Okay, no problem there.
That means what? If you use the card,
you are agreeing to the terms and conditions on the letter, whatever it says. You know?
Boy. And it has a little subheading here. The credit limit approved shall be determined by the credit union. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That means you can't say that, what? You can't determine your own credit limit, right?
No,
you can't say,
no,
oh, my credit limit's a million.
It. No, I have nothing to say about it. Exactly. Yeah.
Only they can. Here's
okay.
B. Sean, check this one out. This is extremely difficult. Now, Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to make you feel foolish. We're being told that this is very difficult for us, and we just want to prove that right. This is the most difficult credit card contract that they can come up with. Listen to this. The line of credit will be repaid in accordance with the terms and conditions issued by MasterCard and Visa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm not sure I understood that. George, did you get that?
MasterCard and Visa calls the shots.
I'm not okay. sure. I did go to public education. So.
All right. Let's just skip to 5 randomly. As a holder of a credit card, I understand that I can repay any outstanding balance prior to maturity. That's a big word, maturity. In whole or in part, at my option, without penalty.
Meaning you can give them money whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, meaning you can pay it off. Okay, well, you get the idea. You're too stupid to get that.
Well, that's
so we need government regulation. We need the government. We need Barack, I'm sorry, he's listening, to step in. Barack, help us. Help us get this, please. Write this. And what I'm getting at here, folks, is that this is the dumbing down of America at its finest. They're now telling you you're too stupid to understand this, and they're going to write it at a ninth grade level so that you can.
Well, just like George said, I too went to public school, and that's what public school has been doing for the last 30 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's indicative of the direction that we're heading. Anyway, Spencer, you called for a reason other than to get quizzed about this statement. What can we do for you?
Well, I probably did okay on the quiz because I went to 10th grade and quit and goofed around for 10 years and then, 2 years and got my GED. So.
Well, you did. You got 100%.
Okay, well, you know, Ronald Reagan once quoted the 9 most horrifying words to any American citizen should be, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That is absolutely correct because we all know that that's not possible. Anyway, what else? What's going on there in Atlanta?
Well, not much. Just coming home from a long work day on a Sunday. But I just want to let you all know that I appreciate the show. I enjoy it. I listen to it every chance I get. I'm a new USCCA member.
Beautiful.
Right on.
NRA member, GCO member.
Excellent. Very good. 3 great organizations.
Right. And I've had my license since 1985.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go on.
Well, I'm also a veteran. I've been home for 3 years. I've been out in the sandbox. I spent two of the finest years of my life out in the sandbox, and it's really an honor to serve this country. It's an honor and a privilege. And I'm more convinced than ever that our country's volunteers are indeed America's finest citizens, because I've lived with them and I've shared everything. I mean, I know what it's like to be out there on Christmas Day with, you know, with all of us there. I know what it's like. And it's still a privilege. I can share one thing that I saw that probably wouldn't compromise anything. Christmas Day, Bagram Air Force Base, it's snowing. Daybreak is there, and there's a convoy heading out on Christmas Day.
About there you 50 go.
50 vehicles, half of them have trailers. But get this, this is the best part. Everybody's, you know, got their gear on, and a few of our soldiers have Santa Claus hats stretched over their helmets. They're heading out to bring gifts to children. That's America, baby.
It is, and that's what we're fighting for. And first of all, thank you very much for your service. Appreciate it very, very much.
No problem.
And and we appreciate the call, and we appreciate you joining the organizations that you've joined and keeping up the fight, because that's Absolutely. What it's all about. It's time to take this country back. I'm worried about my country. I said that in the last hour.
Well, I would agree with you. I miss the action over there. I miss participating in the cause. But I'm free to go back anytime I wish. It's just that I'm more concerned about what might happen here to my family while I'm gone than what might happen to me over there.
Yeah, politically, it's going to be a very difficult couple years, no question about it. But the sleeping giant is awake.
Oh, and by the way, you know how
it's got a lot of people scared.
Yeah, well, you know how you know nobody's supposed to campaign at the voting polls, or what's the you know, the distance? They're not allowed within a certain distance of the voting precincts.
You talking about the Black Panthers?
Anybody, any politician, he's not supposed to, you know, be.
Isn't
out
it like
there.
100 feet?
Yeah, 100
something
feet
like
or,
that. Yeah,
100 or 200 feet. We can check on that, folks. If you know what that is, let us know.
Okay. Well, catch this. In Afghanistan, of course, things are different. There's a box for dropping in your absentee envelope with an Obama sticker on it.
What?
I kid you not.
I'm glad we're getting ready to take a break. Barack is listening. Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. That was just plain wrong. I thought that was wrong.
Well, it is. Listen, my friend, I've got to let you go. We're getting ready to take a break. Appreciate the phone call very much. The roundtable's always fun. And feel free to chime in anytime you want. Spencer in Atlanta, thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your service. George, does it shock you?
No, it doesn't. You know, our soldiers overseas, everywhere, they're made up of, you know, just a real diverse cross-section of America. So we've got Democrats over there. We've got liberals over there. We've got conservatives. We've got Tea Party members. Libertarians.
Yeah, we got it all. That's what makes America great. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Roundtable with George the Mad Ogre Hill right after these messages and another phone call.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizens. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm himself.
Levi says he just found a show. He's out of California.
The association's flagship publication
wants to say hi and comment on the show,
magazine.
But I don't know. I just smell something here.
Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important
single source of information. I think we take him, but he's kind of young.
Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips.
Well, you know, there is a thing that they used to do with Howard Stern,
some of the most knowledgeable authors,
where they would have people call in and they would try to come up with a question or something, and then they would go on and say Baba Booey or something like that. Now, I'm not saying this guy is like that, but I'm just saying you never know.
Looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president
because,
of
well, the, here's the difference. You have a call screener plus board op, so I control everything. When you have a call screener and a board op, unless the board op's really paying attention, he's not going
to
catch
it. Your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends
exactly, and when they did it with George, with Art Bell did his own calls. He screened his own calls, so he wasn't really able. He took his calls live.
Of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil,
go ahead and take Ed while I'm doing that.
MotorOilMatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit
it might be in his late 20s. It's hard to say.
Button.
It sounds
remember
like he's in his 20s, early 20s, Prager. Maybe 18.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move
That's
into
true.
A nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care
no,
services
I wait till you
are provided
get with Ed
up to
because
24
he's
hours
gonna,
per
I don't
day
at mess
affordable
up the break.
Rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE.
And I'll
to find an
I'll
office
pipe
near
in,
you,
George,
visit
www.visitingangels.com.
For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Redefining weekend talk radio. This, as Ryan Seacrest would say, is Armed American Radio. Right, George?
We are here. We are always here. We're watching. We're listening. And we're ready.
I'm telling you what, man. I think this would be a good time to mention the fact that the Armed American Radio Facebook page, I found, I received a case of books, Lessons from Armed America, co-written with my managing editor at Concealed Carry Magazine, Lessons from Armed America. And a good read it is, folks. I'm a little biased there, George. I'll admit that because I penned it.
You and co-author Kathy Jackson, who is the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. It's good stuff.
Well, I got this. I very rarely get them in my hands. Usually, you know, they're purchased online through the bookstores or directly through the publisher. And we have a website up, lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. You can go and pick up copies. But I very rarely get them in my hands that I can sign. And I put a link up on the Facebook page and
cool.
The active Facebook page. You can go to Armed American Radio on Facebook and click the like button. We appreciate that when you do that so you can get all the up-to-date information. But there's a link there on the wall that you can click on, and it will go directly to it. And I'll be able to sign the book directly myself to you, and those books will go out that week, this week. So if you're interested in picking up a copy of Lessons for Lessons from Armed America, please do that. Go over there and catch that link. And it's very rare that I get the opportunity to sign those. So check that out.
Everybody out there listening, you want this book. This is a very good book. And you can read this thing cover to cover and put yourself in the different situations, because all this really happened. This is real documented stuff. These situations happened. And you just got to look at this and think, what would I do? Or would I be ready?
George, they're harrowing experiences, you know. We sifted through a number of them before we settled on which story to put in there. And then Kathy went in, you know, behind it and analyzed each one painstakingly. The footnotes are as fun to read and as educational as you know, her comments in her chapters that follow the armed, or in a couple cases, unarmed experience that these people went through. And these are people just like you, just like you and me, who in the blink of an eye found themselves a victim of a violent crime going about their daily business. And, you know, this doesn't all happen in the south side of Chicago in the bad area of town. So,
no, it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, so we'll sign a copy for you. Go over to Facebook, Armed American Radio on Facebook. Click the like button, please. And if you're interested, you can click the link in there. You'll see it in there.
You know, I've got my signed copy, and I love it. It's on my bookshelf. It's always handy, and it's just a good thing to have.
I'm telling you, hey, our phones are lighting up like crazy. And, Sean, are you there?
Yes.
Our phones are going nuts again.
Yes, they are.
So that changes the direction that we go with the show. And, George, you know, I've got a lot to cover with you. I had a comment actually it was on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. Hey, you guys never talked about the car. Well, we did talk about the car. We talked about the car PM9 that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we can do that. Which one? Which one did we never talk about? He said, any of them. We did talk about the car PM9, and we've talked about them, you know, from time to time. You got to go back and listen to some of the other shows. But just give me very quickly, because I want to address that concern, your overall opinion on the quality of the car. Forget the individual model.
Well, car handguns are very well made. They're simple. They're easy to use. They're lightweight. They're easy to carry. They shoot very well. They're very reliable. They've got good sights. They've got good triggers. You can hit your target with them, even though they're very small. I really like the cars. And if you go to CARS website and you look through all the press reviews, you can see my article that I wrote for Concealed Carry Magazine back in 2006. And I said that cars are the guns that Ian Fleming should have had James Bond use.
Okay, we'll stop on that because we want to move quickly. The phones are blinking like crazy. We want to get to everybody. So you guys that are on the lines, stick with us. Bear with us. The only thing that I will add to that is that they are very pricey.
You pay for the good ones.
You pay for it. So keep that in mind. It's not, you know, this is not your daddy's pocket gun. The car PM9 that I had retailed at about $1,000, George.
And that's easy to do. That's very easy to do. You start getting into some of their options.
Right.
Price can go up, but you know what? It's worth every penny because there's really very few guns on the market that are.
We won't
like
hear anything bad about them. Let's go to Ed Rouse. Ed Rouse has been kind enough to hold. He sent us a question that I get from a lot of people all the time, and I know you do too, George. So I asked Ed to call in tonight and ask us this question on the air because readers, here we go. I'm looking at my magazine here. We're going to talk about that too. Listeners, you know, respond all the time. Should I do this? So let's bring Ed in. Ed, welcome to Armed American Radio. How you doing?
Just great, Mark and George. Good to hear you again tonight.
Hey, listen, you called and had a question this week, and you and I talked off air over the last couple of days, and it's a good question and an important question. You feel like asking it now?
Sure, I do, and I even posed it to George earlier and talked with him. But the question I had was, when concealed carry, should you carry with a round in the chamber or not?
Okay, that question is asked a lot, and I had a conversation with you about it today, and I'll tell listeners what I told you. Absolutely you should. Absolutely you should. And you can feel very comfortable doing that, especially with today's modern handguns and with today's modern holster technology. George, you want to go from there a little bit further?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, if you can carry with the round loaded and ready to go, your gun, you might have to use it at a moment's notice. However, some people don't like to do it. They're either uncomfortable with it, or, for example, if you live in Utah and you carry a holster that is maybe outside the waistband and you take off your jacket, well, now you're carrying open, okay? And if you carry open, even if you have a permit or not, that gun has to be unloaded.
That is right.
Has to be empty. So if I go about my day and I take my jacket on and off and on and off, well, I'm going to have to be required by law to pull my gun out, you know, unload it or reload it, depending on how I'm going about. I would end up playing with my gun all day long, and how is that safe for anything? So, you know, that law is just ridiculous.
Okay, now so George, I want to stop you there.
Okay.
Because there's a
okay.
way to beat that, and that is carry the gun concealed, folks.
Carry concealed all the
Conceal
time.
The handgun all the time. You do not have an issue, period.
Right.
End of discussion there. If your gun is effectively concealed, you do not have an issue. Ed, I know, you know, a lot of people get that question a lot. Here's my response to that in layman's terms. If you're not going to carry your gun chambered or you're uncomfortable carrying it chambered, you might as well carry a hammer because that's what you have on you. And I know from personal experience that a situation will unfold like this. You're not going to have time to think. Now, a lot of that, of course, George, you'll agree with me, will depend on what condition you're in. White.
Absolutely.
Yellow, orange, red.
Absolutely.
Okay? And if you're carrying a gun, you should always, at the minimum, be walking around in condition orange, aware of your surroundings.
And if you're an open carrier and it's legal to carry open in Utah, that chamber just has to be unloaded. Part of your draw stroke, part of your practice and training should be to, you know, draw the weapon, pull it up into the high compressed position, give it a power stroke to charge the gun, and then put that onto the target from that condition.
And now you're talking about manipulating the firearm in an incredibly high stressful situation.
Yeah, you are. But that is the handicap that the Utah State Legislature has put on Utah citizens who want to carry
I have faith in you that you will help change that. I'll end that right there.
That is my ultimate goal.
Carry the gun chambered. Feel comfortable with it. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yep. Feel good about it. Practice with your weapon. You'll be fine. Remember, there's no such thing as an accidental discharge, only a negligent discharge. When the gun is chambered, 95% of all accidents occur on holstering, unholstering, or reholstering.
Exactly.
All right? So be very careful. The biggest safety you have is right between your ears, folks. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very
that's a good
much.
Question. And that's a topic that can be argued on the gun forums all day long.
And is.
Yeah.
And it is. Now, that was perfect timing. Ed, thanks very much for the call. Tell Daniel and Samuel we said hello and best to them. And you are on the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to take some calls from Dan in and Levi in California. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle.
Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Back, folks, to Armed American Radio. I am your host, Mark Walters, and you are filling, check this out, your prescription for freedom. I love that, George.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
And it's true. It's true. We're filling your prescription for freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let me ask you this. This is a round table. We like to talk guns and gear and answer questions. So Mark, what's on your hip right now?
I got a Glock 22. Excuse me. I have a Glock 22, Sean. I don't got a Glock 22.
Yeah,
sound like my kids. How much dollars do I have, Daddy? I just smile and go, four.
You got to watch out for that verbiage.
Yeah, I know. It's my responsibility to say how many. Sometimes I catch myself. Folks, before we get started, we do have a line open, 877-956-9566, or mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARmark. Also, Facebook. Check us out, Armed American Radio on Facebook. Hit the like button. You'll get up-to-the-second information, especially on showtimes. We're not going to pound you and barrage you with a bunch of posts all day long because it's linked to Twitter. We don't do that here. We only give you pertinent information when you need it and what you want to know. So check it out. Join the thousands who have joined and help us get over the 4,000 mark. Also, I'm holding open, and I will holding open, some specials for you at jointheuscca.com. Become one of the many tens of thousands of members in all 50 states across the country who have joined the USCCA. It is the nation's number one resource for everything, and I mean everything, related to concealed carry. And not just concealed carry of a firearm, but personal defense in general. And I have a copy of the magazine in front of me that just came out. And if we have time, I would like to talk with you about my column in this one called Trust Your Gut. It was fun to write, and it's important. And if we have time, we'll get to that. So feel free to join us, 877-956-9566. We do have a line open. We're going to take a call from Levi in California. Levi, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend, from the left coast. How you doing out there?
Good. How about you, Mark?
Doing good. I understand you have a question about wanting to get a California permit. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was just—I don't know much about the subject. I was just curious. What are some of the first steps I should take to to getting a permit.
Oh, God, I love calls like you. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why. How old are you, Levi?
23.
Okay, you're old enough to get the permit in California. Let me explain something first. First off, ask you a question. Are you a gun owner now?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was a little kid, I grew up hunting. My dad's always owned guns. Love it.
Excellent. So now, have you had any handgun training? Have you had hunter training, safety courses, NRA courses, any of the like?
Yeah, hunter safety. Not any professional training on handguns or anything like that. But hunter safety, basically.
Well, the key with your handguns, and George, you'll agree with me on this. Please feel free to chime in at any time. Is practice.
Absolutely.
Is key. And when you have the time, when you have the money and you can afford it, and believe me, as I've said many times, I know what it's like to be down to my last 50 bones, okay?
Yeah.
When you have the time and when you can afford it is to take some higher level training.
Okay.
All right? And that does not have to be Thunder Ranch or Gun Sight, okay? It doesn't have to be those. There's tremendous, and one of your best resources is just go to the NRA to find out where that training is, and you can go from there. Some of the best training I ever had was from a Clearwater SWAT instructor
down in
Florida. Outstanding multiple attacker training. I carry it with me to this day. But let's talk about the permit process in California.
See, that's actually open to anybody. They can contact the NRA. They can find a shooting coach that is near them, and these shooting coaches are very reasonable. Sometimes they'll even help you for free or a very moderate fee to help you. But they can look at how you're shooting, you know, because if all you've done is casual plinking, you might have some scars in there. You might have some things that you can improve on, and this shooting coach can help you improve your grip or your stance or your trigger and do whatever it is you need to do to become a better shooter.
You better believe it. George, you're right on the money. And I hate to do this, Levi, because we are running so short on time. But I'm going to let you go and free up a line. Listen to the rest of my answer, okay?
Okay.
California, is a may-issue state. It's not a shall-issue state.
Yeah.
And you've got to apply at the local sheriff's office, and you've got to prove to them that you are of good moral character and everything else. I'm going to recommend that you check out handgunlaw.us.
Okay.
And that
okay.
will start you off on where you need to go. It has everything about it, and you can connect. You can click right on California. It'll give you all the information, okay?
All righty.
You got Thanks. It, man. Welcome Thanks. To the club. Thanks very much yes. for the call, my friend.
Thank you for what you guys do. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much, and all thanks right. for holding.
Right.
Dan in Minnesota. How you doing, man? Dan, are you with me?
I think Dan...
No, I think Sean is being backed up with a lot of phone calls, so we'll go back to Dan in just a second, because I see Charlie's popped up over the road. Let's try this one more time, Dan.
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you
hear
me?
There you are. Okay, good. Yeah, we're finally able to get to you. You're up in Minnesota. You have a question. How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, sorry. No, I heard you loud and clear. I was answering you. Sorry you didn't hear me.
That's okay. We'll blame Sean.
I'm sorry?
We'll blame our producer. We're running out of time. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to let you know that you are correct. Campaigning is not allowed in the polling place within 100 feet of the building.
Okay.
Where the polling, place is located. But I think you need to know that the integrity of the election process, I think, is very much at risk. And that is because of a couple of things analogous to telling people that guns are banned from a building. It's the same thing basically with a felon. All a person has to do is swear they're not a felon and they get to vote. And there's something called vouchering where a person can vouch for up to 15 people that they live at a certain location and the person swears it's true and it's taken as true.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Same day registration. It is absolutely, it's disgustingly disgusting.
Wow. It is. Hey, Dan, I have to do this because we've got another call. We're moving as fast as we can in the very short time we have.
Dan.
Thank you very much for the polling. Question answered. I guess, George, that you can't stand within 100 feet unless you're a Black Panther and have a nightstick. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie is an over-the-road driver. Charlie, where are you calling from? Real fast, my friend.
Well, right now I'm sitting in, it's southern Georgia, but I live in Dirks, Arkansas. I got concealed both here and in the Philippines because my wife's Filipino. We go back and forth. And over the years, I've got to say, I've had to use lethal force a number of times, and the idea of having an empty chamber is just flat insane.
Thank you. Charlie, I'm going to let you go on that because we're running out of time. Thank you so much for the call. Now, you're an over-the-road driver?
Yeah. And okay. That's another thing. Brother, thank you for the show. This is the first time I've heard you, and I am going to pass this along to some folks I know.
Stick it all over that radio in your truck and listen to this one very carefully. I spent 26 years as management in trucking, both in LTL and full truckload, and we are getting ready to do a full show on over-the-road drivers and what they need to know, and we're going to spend about 3 hours doing it because that's a question we get all the time. Charlie, thanks very much. Be careful on the road.
Amen, brother. You betcha. Is the correct pronunciation. I'm gone.
You got it, man. George, wow, it's fun to get these calls lit up.
This is like a lightning round.
It is like a lightning round, and we have to go quickly. I know that, and I see Sean's got another one coming in, and here comes the music, folks. I'm sorry. We could sit here and take your calls all day long, believe me.
The fastest, most accurate hour on radio.
Ooh, I like, and the safest. That voiceover at the front needs to be, you are listening to the Armed American Radio Network live from the safest studio on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. George, I love you to death, man.
All right, brother.
Thanks for hanging out and going through that rapid fire round. What do we got for time, Sean? Okay, we run out every week. Folks, I got a dynamite lineup next week. The author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals will be here, Michael Martin, among others. Don't miss it. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. I'm Mark Walters. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me by the
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.